Ooh-wee, it's Furry Friends Friday, and we got the cutest little pupper up in here.
Oh my gosh. We have Ginger joining us, a beautiful little doggy, all dressed up and ready to go home with you. But we also got some wonderful people from Paws of Hope. We've got Robin, we've got Irene, and we've got Lynn all joining us. And this dog is absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. Who's been the foster mom to this dog?
I have.
You have? Yes. Okay. So tell us a little bit about Ginger. How long have you been taking care of Ginger?
So we got Ginger in August from Chicago Animal Control.
Okay.
And she did get adopted, but after a couple months, she was returned.
Okay.
She's a hard player. She loves to play.
Okay.
Very hard. So it just wasn't working out with the other dog. I think the other dog didn't really want to play.
Which is kind of unexpected because she seems pretty chill.
Oh, yeah. Here she does.
Yeah.
She's like that when you go, you know, and your kid's like crazy at home, but then you go to the teacher conference and they're like, they're the best behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like that. Every time I take her somewhere, she's like super sweet. But she just has a lot of energy. She loves to play and just run around. And so like one of my other dogs loves to play too. So they just get along really well. They play tug of war. And
nice.
So she could hold her own even with bigger dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see her next to my dog, like 80 pounds versus 10.
Well, and your dog likes to play. So,
he does, yeah. But he'd probably be like, okay, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
So this is wonderful. Absolutely cute dog. How old?
We're estimating around 2.
Around 2?
She acts like she's under 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's around 2.
Yeah. And I'd say Chihuahua maybe mixed with something, possibly?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yep. And if somebody is interested in Ginger, how do they get things started with you guys?
So we have an application on our website, and they could fill that out. And then once we get that, we usually do a vet check and a home visit, and we just find the best fit for the dog. And
awesome.
Yeah.
And we love you guys over at Paws of Hope, and I know you guys are always busy doing a lot of stuff and a lot of events. And Robin, you got some events coming up here pretty soon, right?
Yes, we have a very full February coming up, and it starts off this weekend. We're going to be at PetSmart for an adoption event on Sunday from 1 to 3, and we have an adoption event every weekend this month. So Tractor Supply on the 9th. Back at PetSmart on the 16th, back at Palmart on the 23rd, and then PetSmart again at the end of the month for National Adoption Week.
This is a dangerous thing for me. I can't go to all of these or else I'll end up with a lot of dogs.
Every single week you're going to end up getting more dogs.
Look at that. Yeah.
So that's a lot of stuff that you got going on. So how do we keep track of where you guys are going to be?
We make announcements on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And people can just follow us there.
Okay.
And they'll get the dates, the times, the locations.
Gotcha.
And I encourage people to come out to adoption events. It's not just a great place to meet dogs and cats who are looking for new homes. It's also a great opportunity to talk to the foster. And
somebody that's actually been hanging out with the dog for a while.
And, you know, because like Irene said, it's all about that most compatible fit for both the adopter and the pet.
Yeah.
That's a great opportunity for them to learn more.
Absolutely.
For sure, yeah.
Ginger's starting to get comfortable and taking over the place already. So you might be the office dog. I don't know. You're a good candidate for it.
Did you guys just like Eskimo kiss? That was really cute.
I think we just did.
That was beautiful.
No, we're definitely connecting for sure. So, she warms up pretty quick to anybody. Oh, we just got another one in there. But also, you guys have another big thing, big fundraising event that is coming up. Tell us about this. I'm excited about it.
We're excited about it, too. Paws of Hope and Bids for Barks 2.0 presents Howling for Hope.
Ooh. I like that. And, a nice howl.
Yes. And $5,000 worth of cold, hard cash.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Saturday, May 16th at the Mendel Center Grand Ballroom.
Okay.
We start out with cocktail music with Larry Johnson beginning at 5. Mr. Pat Moody as our MC.
Nice. Good choice.
Yeah.
I hear he's all right.
Mr. Dan McCrary as our always entertaining auctioneer.
Yeah, he does a great job.
Mm-hmm. We have the same awesome dinner and charity event with a new twist this year that we're very excited about. We are looking for Southwest Michigan's Howling Idols.
Okay.
Yes. We are looking for the complete package with live vocals, costumes, dance, and to entertain us with a chance to win $5,000.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah.
That's
the top
amazing.
Five finalists will perform live at Bids for Barks 2.0.
Okay.
I like that. This sounds like an amazing event, obviously, to help out all the great organizations. So, obviously, if people want to get involved, not only to just come and attend to this, but also get involved in that that competition, how do they get involved in that?
To enter the contest or to purchase tickets, go to the pauseofhope.org website.
Okay.
There's an application there. And you can download the application along with your tape.
Mm-hmm.
You can also purchase tickets there. We really, want to emphasize that this is always a sold-out event.
Yeah, okay. And it's one of the biggest events in the area for anybody that has never gone. It's huge.
Absolutely. So we really encourage you to get your tables and your tickets early.
As soon as possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome.
I want to let you know, too, that this great event is sponsored by our friends at the Mark III Bar and Grill and Pier 1000 Marina. Without them, this couldn't happen.
Awesome. Could people still get in on sponsorships as well if they wanted to?
Yes, we have some sponsorships left.
Okay.
So my name is Lynn. Mm-hmm. I can be contacted at 269-921-6743.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming by. Ginger, I think you could be the office dog, but I don't know if the boss will approve. So somebody definitely adopt this amazing dog. And you could dress it up too, just like she's already dressed up with the, what is it? I don't give a frap.
Yep.
Yes. That is so good. Love that shirt. But Furry Friends Friday, it's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. They're located in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local organic, farm fresh.